12 Mishnah 4 calls a man she beweis havi, as long as she is in her father's house, goiva kusuvasa lo'elam, then she can collect her kusuva indefinitely. So if she does move back to her father's house and they continue maintaining her from the estate, so she can collect her kusuva indefinitely. But calls a man she beweis bala, if she lives in her husband's house, if she stays there, goiva kusuvasa ad eshrim v'chamashanim, she can only collect her kusuva up to 25 years after the husband had passed away. Sheish be'ishim v'chamash shanim shetasa tova keneged kusuvasa. Divrei Rabbi Meir she'amar mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Because in 25 years, there's an interesting concept he brings over here, that she'll render favors corresponding to a kusuva, meaning that women in general help their neighbors, and over the course of 25 years, she's going to, you know, give food to the neighbors, etc., which will equal her kusuva. Now, she's not really entitled to give food to the neighbors. It's not her money. Okay, so it's like she's using up her kusuva payment, and over by the time 25 years have passed, we assume that she's used up her kusuva in those 25 years. That's the first opinion, and that's Rabbi Meir in the name of Rishim ben Gamliel. Chomim Omrim, the rabbis disagree. They say no, on the contrary. Kolzman shibaveis bala. All the time she's living in her husband's house, goiva kusuvasa lo'olam, she can collect the kusuva forever. And kolzman shibaveis aviyah, if she moves to her father's house, goiva kusuvasa et eshrim v'chamash shanim, she can only collect it for 25 years. So they reverse the opinions. And why? Because this opinion holds no, not this using up the kusuva payment. They hold that she's being maintained by the estate, right? But she's not claiming the kusuva. She's not saying, like, pay me the kusuva. So at what point do we say that her silence means that she's given up on the kusuva? She doesn't want it. So according to this opinion, when she's in her father's house, so then she's not ashamed to claim a kusuva, because throughout the 25 years, even if it's 25 years later, it's her silence signifies that she's relinquished it if she's in her father's house. But if she's in the husband's house, right, then her silence means nothing, because she's living with the people in the house, and her silence doesn't mean that she's given up on it. It's only if she's moved out of the house that her silence means she's given up on it. So according to this opinion over here, the opinions would be reversed. And then the last clause in the Mishnah says, Mesa, if she dies, Yosheh maskin kusuvasa ad eshrim v'chamash shanim. She's being supported by the state, and now she dies. So if she has her children, right, because the state could be his children from previous marriage, her children, how long can they claim the kusuva payment up to? So it says the Mishnah 25 years, and there's a dispute over here if it's from the time she died, right, which is a long time, eh? Because she could have been supported for 15 years from the state. Now she dies, and now 25 years later, like 40 years later, and they're claiming her kusuva payment. And then, so that's one opinion, that's the tur. But then he brings over here, the Meiri says, no, it's 25 years from the time the husband died. So there's a dispute amongst the poskim over there as to where you count the 25 years from.